outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. Government warns the public against illegal procession for Archbishop Banda. Lusaka man detained over death of one-year-old child. And in international news, schools to start reopening after Nigeria mass abduction.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
Now the news in detail. Government has advised that members of the public to refrain from participating in what he described as an illegal procession that the Catholic Church has allegedly planned to escort Lusaka Archbishop Alick Banda to the Drug Enforcement Commission offices tomorrow following his summoning. Addressing the media, Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbo said that despite calls by the Catholic Church and some opposition political parties, police have not received any official notification or application for a permit to conduct a procession outside the church's program. He has emphasized that no one is above the law, adding that Archbishop Banda will only be allowed to appear before DEC in the company of his lawyers and a limited number of bishops in accordance with the law.
It's not the first time that a leader of my church has been called to appear before law enforcement agencies, not just in Zambia, but throughout the world. As a responsible government, we ensure that there will be no violation of the rights of individuals tomorrow. We call upon all law-abiding citizens not to participate in the call-outs that have been made by political players. We are aware that the Socialist Party president issued a public statement where he was calling on all his party member to turn out and give solidarity to the archbishop.
And Mr. Mwimbo has also confirmed that President Hakainde Hichilema will meet with Catholic bishops later this month following a letter from the church requesting a meeting to discuss several matters of national importance.
Would like also to mention it here that we received a letter from the Catholic bishops calling for a meeting this January, and which letter was received graciously by the president. And the president will be looking forward to the dialogue that has been proposed by the church. As the president has indicated on various fora that dialogue is the only way forward. We are looking forward as government to meeting the church and dialogue over issues of national interest.
Meanwhile, People's PAT Vice President Kaluva Simuyemba says the summoning of Archbishop Banda is ill-timed and amounts to a further act of disunity in an already fragile society. Police in Lusaka have detained a 43-year-old man for allegedly causing the death of his one-year-old child in a case that initially began as unlawful wounding in Chivolia compound. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the police received a report on January 1, 2026 at around 15:48 hours from 33-year-old Justina Chavala of Chivolia compound, who reported that her one-year-old daughter, Christine Chavala, had been injured by her husband, Evans Chavala, aged 43. He says that preliminary investigations indicate that the couple was at home at around 15 hours when a domestic dispute reportedly occurred, during which the suspect allegedly attempted to assault his wife but accidentally injured the child who was with her mother. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
Concerned neighbors apprehended the suspect and took him to the police, while the child was rushed to the university teaching hospital where she was admitted. On January 2, 2026, around 11 hours, the child was confirmed dead. The suspect remains in custody pending formal charges. The child's body is at the University Teaching Hospital mortuary pending a post-mortem examination. In another incident, police have recorded a suspected murder case involving 35-year-old Joseph Mbuzi of Kanyama compound. The incident occurred on January 3, 2026, around 21 hours in Lumumba area, Lusaka.
The National Freedom Front has condemned the United States' aggression against the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. NFF Secretary General Harry Simontala says American unilateralism and imperial aggression expressed through military force, coercive sanctions, and the kidnapping of the sitting head of state are a direct threat to global peace and international stability. He said the invasion of Venezuelan territory constitutes a grave violation of international law, the UN Charter, and the core principle of state sovereignty. Mr. Simontala has called on the United Nations and its Security Council to act with urgency, not rhetoric. He has further urged Zambia and the broader global south to move from silence to action.
As National Freedom Front, we call upon the United Nations and its Security Council to act with agency, not rhetoric. Endless speeches cannot replace decisive action. International law cannot be enforced selectively, and sovereignty cannot be conditional on alignment with Western power. We further urge the Zambian government and the broader global south to move from silence to action. The international community must reject double standards that excuse crimes when committed by powerful states.
The citizens' environmental and social concerns says the country should be more proactive rather than reactive in addressing environmental issues this year. Organization Executive Director Conor Hakapia notes that recent challenges in the environmental sector expose its vulnerabilities. Mr. Hakapia says lessons must be drawn from the Sino Metals pollution incident and that appropriate measures should be put in place to prevent similar occurrences this year. He adds that there is need for increased investment in adaptation measures to ensure the sustainability of the environmental sector.
It needs to be proactive rather than reactive that we've gotten accustomed to as a country, especially with regards to environmental matters, okay? Because the things that actually even went on last year that were not very good for our environment should not repeat themselves. We must get into a habit of learning from our mistakes and making sure that those mistakes don't happen. For example, like the Sino Metal, the tailing dam that first, those are some of the things that should never repeat themselves in the history of our country. I hope the measures that have been taken are serious, and we have institutions that are mandated to see to it that we protect our environment.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The National Heritage Conservation Commission has welcomed the announcement of the 2026 tourism theme by the Ministry of Tourism, describing it as timely, forward-looking, and closely aligned to the country's broader national development and tourism aspirations. NHCC Executive Director Kagosi Mamuloe said the 2026 theme provides renewed clarity and strategic direction for institutions mandated to protect, preserve, and promote Zambia's rich cultural and natural heritage as a foundation for sustainable tourism development. He has noted that Zambia's diverse heritage portfolio, ranging from national monuments, historical buildings and archaeological sites to cultural landscapes and traditional practices, remains an underutilized pillar in the tourism value chain. Mr. Mamuloe has explained that the 2026 theme presents an opportunity to deliberately integrate heritage conservation into mainstream tourism promotion. This is according to a statement issued by the National Heritage Conservation Commission Public Relations Unit.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Nigerian officials have announced that schools in Niger State will start reopening later this month, following a mass abduction in November that forced their closure as part of